power that is changeless, that holds all together, that creates, dissolves, and recreates. Or I can see that in the midst of death, life persists. In the midst of untruth, truth persists. In the midst of darkness, light persists. Hence I gather that God is life, truth, light. He is love. He is the supreme good. But he is no God who merely satisfies the intellect, if he ever does. God, to be God, must rule the heart and transform it. He must express himself in every smallest act of his life. Through a definite realization, more real than the five senses can ever produce. Sense perceptions can be, and often are, false and deceptive. However real they may appear to us, where there is realization outside the senses, it is infallible. It is proved not by extraneous evidence, but in the transformed conduct and character of those who have felt the real presence of God within. Such testimony is to be found in the experiences of an unbroken line of prophets and sages in all countries and climes. To reject this evidence is to deny oneself. This realization is preceded by an immovable faith. He who would, in his own person, test the fact of God's presence, can do so by faith. This itself cannot be proved by extraneous evidence. The safest course is to believe in the moral government of the world, and therefore in the supremacy of the moral law, the law of truth and love. The exercise of faith will be the safest, where there is a clear determination, summarily, to reject all that is contrary to truth and love. I confess that I have no argument to convince the reason, which comes in all that I do.
Thank you.